RXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It is indeed Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. We're going to talk NASCAR coming back from New Hampshire. We've got Sean Whitfield back from the beach. And me back in my old seat where it feels a little more comfortable over here across from the big board, all the buttons you have to press. So it ought to be a good one. We are down to one race before the playoffs. We're going to talk Ryan Blaney win. We're going to talk chase scenarios. Only a few people actually have a chance to race their way in coming to Daytona. So it ought to be a lot of fun. And will we ever have our first ever two-time winner not make the playoffs? Is that even a possibility? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Plus, more than one special guest on the program. I tell you what, it's just a little too busy for a Monday right now, but we're going to get through it all. Let's sit back. Let's relax. Let's do this thing. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield sits across from me, his triumphant return from the beach. Sir, glad to have you back.
Hey, do I look a little bronze, a little tan today?
A little bit more.
Do I look like I just came back from the beach?
You're Chickamauga bronze, which is
Chickamauga bronze. Okay,
I'll take it. Slightly more tan, but you're not quite, you know, bronze. But you look good.
You know, I feel recharged. You know, sometimes you just got to get away you know, disconnect a little bit, recharge. However, I did listen to Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. with you and Jason Stainey last week from the beach in Cancun, Mexico on iHeartRadio.
That's sad. You should have been doing something other than listening to us, I'm sure.
Well,
and I'm so glad this difficult life of semi-retirement you have forces you to go to the beach and relax and recharge.
Well, you know, when your wife is getting ready for dinner, you can sort of, you know, disappear for a few minutes.
And that's your time to lay there.
And I kept getting sort of scattered service on the Wi-Fi, so you guys were kind of going in and out. But I was able to, you know, get most of the program.
Well, a big thank you to Jason Stainey because he showed up and really saved me, Sean. I'll be honest with you. I was a little haggard, a little tired from my weekend of golf.
That's right. And you had 3 days of it, didn't
Jason
you?
Was able to slide in and keep me on point. And I had a fun show. So it was good.
How did it feel to sit here in the captain's chair?
You know what? It's you've got that thing set up really good. There's not near as many buttons as we used to have to press at the old studio. I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, I got it all broke in here and everything. So, but now I'm glad to be back. Time to talk NASCAR. Race number 25 just happened yesterday. We got the final race of the 26-race season coming up this weekend at Daytona. Then we are in the final 10 races of the NASCAR Chase, so we got a lot to cover in a short period of time. But first, we got some guests to talk to today. We're going to be talking to Jim Osborne. He is the co-founder of the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer. He's going to join us later in the program. They have just been nominated for the possibilities of winning a special NASCAR Foundation Award. So we'll get all the details and lowdown on that a little bit later in today's program. But first, it is my pleasure to go to the Nugget Dentistry Studio Hotline and bring on my good friend, and he happens to be the best sports editor in Chattanooga, and that is none other than Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. I am not quite as tanned and rested as you are, but I'm happy to be back talking football.
Well, you know, not everybody can, you know, take a break. However, I'm hoping that you and Casey both will get a break in before cold weather, because it always helps to recharge. But on the other side, when I think about you, Stephen, You have two titles now. Not only are you the sports editor for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, but you're also the managing editor. So I don't know if you've got enough time to where you can leave town.
I doubt it. It's not for the foreseeable future, at least not through December, through football season. We'll look and see, kind of reassess where we're at the first of the year. How about that?
You know, that is a very good point, because this is probably your busiest time of the year, isn't it?
Coming up. Oh, yeah, without question. Yeah, yeah. No doubt this is by far our busiest time, and couldn't be happier about it. I mean, I'm a football junkie, so, you know, whether it's somewhere on a Friday night or once the college game kicks off here in another week or so, we'll be somewhere on a college campus every Saturday. So it's a great time of the year.
Yes, it is. And boy, I'm so glad that it's here already. It does seem a little strange that it's here, but it's a good strange. So I'm excited. Coming up this Saturday, you and I will be launching the 2026 season, the eighth season of College Football Radio, and we are presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. So I'm proud to announce Blackwell Automotive is our presenting sponsor for the 2026 season, Richmond Blackwell. Great guy. I've been knowing those folks at Blackwell Automotive for over 20 years. They do outstanding work. They have over 1,100 five-star Google reviews. They specialize in Toyota, Lexus, Nissans, Hondas, and Subarus. They're conveniently located Midtown next to Eastgate Mall. And there's no better place to go when you need service and maintenance for your car. You can always go to Blackwell and expect expert repairs. And if you want your car to run well, take it to Blackwell. Of course, Stephen Hargis and I, we became partners last year on College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive, and we're going to be starting our second season together. And Casey, you know, I managed to hold my own a little bit with college football, and this is a show about nothing but SEC, but Stephen really carries us. I mean, this guy has been talking.
I'm familiar with that situation.
Yeah. I mean, Stephen, you've been writing about college football and high school football now for what, 37 plus years?
Going on 37 years, yeah. Thanks for reminding me how old I am, Sean. But yeah, I've been doing it for a few minutes here and there. I don't know so much about carrying it. I feel like once we hit our groove last year, it was kind of like just, you know, when you're sitting at a bar with a buddy, you know, kind of talking about the games coming up, or, you know, the games that we just watched or whatever, I feel like we kind of got in that groove where it was just like a conversation that you'd look up and go, oh, wow, we've spent an hour talking college football.
You know what? That's a good way to describe it, Stephen. That's exactly the way I would see it as well. You know, we had a great time last year. We only focus on SEC football. We don't talk about the Oklahoma State.
Boring.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
Only SEC.
Only SEC.
You know what? I'll start a Big Ten show, you know, across town from you. We'll have a little duel.
I'm sure there's an AM station who would pick that up.
That's right. Hey, Stephen, I do have a question, though, and this goes because you've covered it all, right? But with the explosion in popularity of just all things football and what we're seeing in the high school ranks, and the fact that ESPN came to town last week and, you know, we watched Brentwood and Baylor on ESPN2, and all the, you know, the hype surrounding the running back from Baylor that's going to go to Tennessee. Do you just continue to see new levels being set every year when it comes to football?
Yeah, it's something I don't think a lot of us that follow local high school football could have envisioned having ESPN. That they've now been on the Baylor campus twice in the last 3 years to showcase a Baylor versus another nationally ranked team type thing. That's not something years ago that we thought was possible. It just goes to show you the level of talent that, you know, not only Baylor McCauley, but I mean we've got. College prospects, you know, SEC level, Big Ten level prospects at you know, dozens of schools locally. And so it kind of goes to show you, as far as the kids themselves, how serious they've taken it, you know, going to the right camps, having trainers, you know, working out year round to be ready. I mean, it's really everything about the game has kind of elevated in our area to the point now that, you know, Division II, AAA, where Baylor McCauley play, that's basically a small college league right now. I mean, that's just everybody that you see them play has multiple players that are going to go play big-time college football.
Steven, I want to find out if you think this is a good scenario or analogy. Just a few months ago, Chattanooga sort of became on the world map when Spain came to Chattanooga as part of the World Cup. We've got David Gabriel George, which you have been covering now for what, 2 years? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, three. He came here as a sophomore, so picked up his sophomore, junior, and now going into his senior year. So this will be the third year.
Yeah, so when you look at the popularity or the notoriety, I guess, of Chattanooga, I would say that the World Cup would go down as number one as far as the exposure of people being exposed to Chattanooga that maybe never even heard of it before. But would you think that the hype and the notoriety that David Gabriel George is going to bring to Chattanooga is going to be a close second? Because it is just amazing the national coverage and just all the talk and hype about him. And the season's just now getting started good.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the World Cup is kind of in its own zip code. But then after that, you look at, like, when David Gabriel George had his press conference to announce, you know, where he was going to go to school between Tennessee, Ohio State, and Ole Miss. I mean, we're talking, that was on CBS Sports Network. I mean,
people were rushing home from my work to try to get there to watch it. I was like, we have to find out.
So, we have videos of him that do, you know, hundreds of thousands of watches on social media just because he's such an incredible talent. A lot of folks, myself included, think he's the best high school player we've ever seen come through Chattanooga. Yeah. And so, you know, the fact that he's going to Tennessee, you got a lot of, you know, the in-state fans who are following him very closely. And the international fans, you know, I mean, he was a big deal in Canada before he came here. And so once he got here and kind of blew up, you know, it just gained momentum and gained steam. And I think he's kind of bringing a lot of national notoriety to the Baylor campus and to Chattanooga in general.
You know, another famous Canadian running back, Chuba Hubbard, who went to school at Oklahoma State. Sean rushed for 2,000 yards. So, it's, you know,
I can't even pronounce his name.
Things all he plays for the Panthers now in the NFL. But, you know, all things tie back to Go Pokes.
Is that the way it is? Well, Steven and I are not only going to be talking a lot about the future of Tennessee football, but we're going to be talking about everything SEC. We're going to be doing each and every Saturday morning right here on Rock 103.7 with College Football Radio presented by Blackwell Automotive. And before we let you go, Steven, folks can keep up with you and all the great stories that you write about both college and high school football. Where can they follow you?
Yeah, absolutely. So timesfreepress.com, you'll find all of our coverage, our sports coverage, whether it be college, SEC, Tennessee, Georgia, or all of our local high schools, you know, not just football. There's a lot of other high school sports going on this fall that we have our staff out to do features on and cover games and that kind of thing. So timesfreepress.com for sure, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Stephen Hargis with a PH, and I try to tweet out links to stories or videos from games that I'm at, so we try to stay pretty active this time of year.
All right, well, that sounds great. Again, coming up this Saturday morning, 9 a.m., right here on Rock 103.7, College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive. Steven, thank you for your time, sir, and I will see you Saturday.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'll see you then.
All right. Steven Hargis, Chattanooga Times Free Press, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to me to have him a part of the broadcast. 37-year history with the Chattanooga Times Free Press as a sports editor, and just recently got a promotion in the new acquisition of the company. And he's also carrying the role as managing editor. So very well deserved. All right, we got a lot of NASCAR straight ahead, and we come back after the break. We are going to dive in to what we saw at New Hampshire Motor Speedway yesterday. We got a lot of NASCAR to discuss. We got all that and more straight ahead. And we are presented here in the Nougat Dentistry studio. You can find them online at nougatdentistry.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We're here each and every Monday at 6. Well, let me rephrase. I'm here every Monday at 6 o'clock. Sean, when he's not at the beach, is also here with me, and we get you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. The NASCAR race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the Dollar Tree 301, Ryan Blaney, another win. I tell you what, it's a good time to get hot, the right time anyway, towards the end of the year. He gets a big win, and most importantly, the points have shaken out. And here in a little bit, we're going to go over just who's actually got a chance to make it into the playoffs this year and whose season's already over. Some big names that for the next 11 races, they're just going to kind of be out there putting up laps, hoping to win just for their sponsors' sake, I guess. Already looking forward to 2027. Is that a good or bad thing? Well, talk about that, too.
As I was preparing and thinking about the show today, I was thinking about what the seasons look like so far. It's kind of hard to believe.
It's been a weird season.
We've already had 25 races. This is our final race heading into Daytona. Before we determine the 16 drivers in the chase, and a little bit later in the program, we'll give you a rundown of who's in, who's on the bubble, and who for sure is not going to make it at all. But in the first segment of the race series this year, you know, we thought Tyler Reddick was just going to continue to dominate. I mean, that's the way it was looking. And suddenly we were reminded that this is the sport of NASCAR, meaning that you can't ever think you've figured this sport out, because just when you think you've done that, it's going to prove to you that it's going to throw you a few curveballs. And that's what we've had. We've had a variety of different winners. However, the one thing that we've continued to see very consistent is the fact that Toyota has been the dominant manufacturer. However, Ford has shined at times, just as they did this weekend.
And Chevrolet has shined not at all. I mean, It seems like when they get wins, it's someone has snuck in and got it. But yeah, a year that started off like, oh boy, it's going to be one of those where we just have one guy dominate. And then after that, Denny Hamlin shows up and he starts clicking off the wins. And he's your regular season champ.
But Tyler Reddick, like I said, dominates early. Then it turns to Denny Hamlin. And now Ryan Blaney. If you're going to get hot at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I do think it leads to a really good chase. I'm just, like I said, and I've said this a bunch of times, not super pumped with the way the format's playing out as we go into Daytona.
Of course, we got started with rain conditions. Weather was a little bit of a challenge yesterday. 40 laps driving on wet weather tires, and it slowed, you know, things down a little bit and had some caution flags before the sun began to emerge. And we got on into regular racing. Denny Hamlin certainly was the dominant driver of the race. He led his best 115 of the 301 laps. We saw a lot of side-by-side racing at New Hampshire, and many times we saw him three wide, especially going into some of the turns. So it was a great day of racing at New Hampshire. It's Blaney's third win of the season, the 20th of his career, and comes 2 weeks before the sport starts its 10-race chase, which we will be determining who the champion is of the 2026 season.
Have you seen the picture of him holding up? I got to show you this, of him holding up the Victory Lobster.
How much does it weigh?
I mean,
yeah, that's. I think that lobster's like 16 or 17 years old.
Not only is that a massive lobster, but Blaney and that freaking beard here, or the mustache he's got. He looks less like a driver and more like one of the guys off the, you know, reality shows where they actually go out and catch lobsters. Yeah. I mean, he could show up and it's like, yeah, here's Crooked Joe's got him a lobster.
Wouldn't that look, that'd be a delicious surf and turf.
Where are you at on lobster?
I love lobster. Yeah. But you would think that would be just a delicious surf and turf, but I heard Ron Blaney today on an interview, and he was asked a question about that, and he said, well, I was told that, you know, these lobsters are about 15 to 17 years old, and when you've got a lobster that old, normally it's not very good eating.
Doesn't taste good. Well, no. It's like catfish. They get above a certain size, and you don't want to eat them.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do you not just put him back in if you can get him to the ocean? I don't know how
close. I guess you mount him. You can mount.
Why would you mount? No one mounts.
Can you mount a lobster? I don't know. People mount fishes all the time.
I'm going to 3D print you a lobster, and you can mount it somewhere.
Well, if you can mount a fish, why can't you mount a lobster?
Because you catch a fish or you shoot a deer. When you win a lobster, I don't know that counts as like mount worthy.
I'm going to chat GPT that during the break.
Oh my God. Listen, the fact that you have now learned about AI.
I know I'm getting pretty dangerous with it.
I need everyone to sell all of their stock. Armageddon is around the corner.
You know, I was one of these guys just on the sidelines with all this AI stuff thinking, okay, when am I going to dive into this and figure out what this world's about? Well, I did that about a month ago. And there's seldom a day that goes by I'm not just wearing ChatGPT out.
That's scary.
I know.
That is
especially
very,
for a guy
very
that's
scary.
As old as I am.
I know. It's all right. There you have it.
All right. Let's get into the results of the race at New Hampshire. The Dollar Tree 301. It's a 301 lap, 318 mile race. Ryan Blaney, as we've been talking, was a race winner. He started eighth. Second place was Bubba Wallace. Third, Josh Berry. Fourth, Christopher Bell. Fifth, Kyle Larson. Sixth, Ty Gibbs. Seventh, Denny Hamlin. Eighth, Tyler Reddick. Ninth, Ryan Priest. And 10th, Noah Gregson.
Brad Keselowski, a little too late, finished in 11th spot. Austin Cindric, 12th. Joey Logano, 14th. Alex Bowman, 15th. Carson Hocevar with a 19th place run, edging out SVG in 20th. Chase Elliott, 25th. Austin Dillon, 32nd. Another poor run for Connor Zilich in 35th, and putting it early into his evening and his season, Ross Chastain finished 36th.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Ross Chastain towards the latter part of the show when we start talking about the drivers that are going to make it into the chase, and he is a driver that is not going to make it in. And when you think about the talent that he's got and how strong his career was at the beginning, and then you look at him coming in the last place of this race and you see how sort of poorly he's been in the standings this year, it's just kind of surprising and a little bit disappointed. I really had high hopes for where Ross Chastain would be currently in his career.
Yeah, I think Chastain, I personally, I'm disappointed by Keselowski and the older guys, right? But I think if you truly wanted to put like disappointing seasons out there, I think Ross Chastain finishing this bad and just not being competitive at all, I mean, it harkens back to, and I'm not comparing their popularity, I'm just saying in good equipment and popular, you know, this has got Junior back when he was finishing 24th in the standings with Hendrick every year, just going, you know, out there not even competing for wins. That's kind of, you know, where I'm putting Chastain's season at. Just an all-time snoozer. And, you know, there's one man that's got to be ready for 2027. It's him.
Yeah. Some people would look at the driver's standings and go, okay, well, at least he's in the top 20. He's 19th right now in the driver's standings. But this is a guy that we expect more out of. He is a guy that was bringing on a top sponsor, which he has, which is Anheuser-Busch.
Looked poised to just go off.
Anheuser-Busch is not going to be with a driver that's in 19th in the driver's standings for long term. That's a company, a sponsor that's been a part of the sport forever, and they're going to be with a top five or a top 10 driver. And so that's the kind of impression that he has given the NASCAR nation early on in his career. And to see him back towards the back of the pack is just disappointing. Shane Van Gisbergen, teammate, you know, his 16th course. He's won two races, been at road course races. But when you look at Trackhouse Racing, that is an organization that is partnered with Chevrolet that just hasn't performed as well as you would have expected them to. And in some ways, it's not that surprising, but heck, Hendrick Motorsports hasn't even performed this year as well as you expect to. And they are in the front running position with Chevrolet and have been for many years.
Yeah, I guess you can do the old, it's a manufacturer. None of it. I mean, if Hendrick's struggling this much, then I guess, I don't know if you get a pass, but you can certainly chalk it up too well. If they're struggling, obviously we're going to struggle as well, but still just really disappointing. For another guy that, love him or hate him, I think NASCAR's more interesting when he's out there mixing it up.
I absolutely agree. Let's get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at New Hampshire. Denny Hamlin is in the lead, 77 points ahead of second place Ryan Blaney. Third is Ty Gibbs. Fourth, Tyler Reddick. And fifth, Christopher Bell.
All right, in sixth, Chase Briscoe, seventh, Kyle Larson, eighth, Chase Elliott, ninth, Joey Logano, 10th, Chris Buescher, 11th, Carson Hocevar, 12th, William Byron, and 13th, Daniel Suarez. Sean, those 13 drivers have clinched their spot in the chase. They will be in the playoffs. These three drivers inside the top 16, but on the bubble, Bubba Wallace, 14th, Austin Cindric, 15th, and SVG, 16th. Still with a mathematical chance to make the playoffs, 17th Ryan Preece and 18th Brad Keselowski, 19th Ross Chastain, and everybody below them, done and done.
All right, it's time for us to take a break. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past shows, you can always find us online. Just go to racingtalkradio.com. You can also find us even more conveniently at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio, download at your favorite podcast platform. Hit the follow or subscribe button to get all of our podcasts. Those typically come out on Tuesday mornings. So be sure and follow us. Share it with a friend while you're at it. We are broadcasting from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. We're here live each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead, and we'll also introduce our next guest joining us here in the Nougat Dentistry Studio. We come back after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. It's Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all your NASCAR news and info. Just got through talking about Ryan Blaney's big win at New Hampshire. And, of course, one look at the schedule shows that we are heading to the birthplace of NASCAR, Daytona, for the summer race coming up. Daytona International Speedway, the Coke Zero 400 coming up this Saturday night under the lights, and it will be the last, man, it's hard to believe, the last regular season race before the playoffs in 2026. Right now, we'll get to it in a little bit, but five racers eligible for three spots, and it's all going to happen in good old restrictor plate racing Saturday night under the lights. Ought to be a good time.
I think it will, and we're about to talk to a gentleman that's joining us here in the Nuga Dentistry studio that will also be there in person to catch all the NASCAR excitement in Daytona. And it is my pleasure to introduce Jim Osborne, co-founder of the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you guys.
Yeah. Have you been on the show with us before? I think you have. Now, if you have, it's been a long time ago.
Been a long time ago. I was probably racing back then and still had brown hair.
Yeah, well, I can relate to that. At least you still got a full
head of
it.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Because Casey and I have been together 20 years now doing this show. And I started the show 25 years ago last February.
Oh, wow.
So we're in our 25th anniversary of Racing Talk Radio. It's hard to believe that, too, sometimes. But you guys do a lot of special work, and I ask you if you would come join us today for a specific reason, and that is you have the possibilities of winning an award from NASCAR. But before we get into that, would you share with us and our listeners just exactly, if you'd give us a brief overview of what the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer exactly is?
Sure, I'll do my best to be brief.
Okay.
So the Austin Hatcher Foundation was formed in 2006 after I lost my son, Austin Hatcher Osborne, to cancer. And I had been racing professional and visiting children's hospitals across the United States. And one of the things that we learned is there was a deficit in care helping families recover from the cancer, not from treating the cancer, but recovering from the side effects and helping the siblings. My wife and I had our first son. We showed him off at Petit Le Mans in 2006. We came home from that event where we had kids with cancer, and our son got sick, and he passed away 10 days later in our arms. Mm. And at that point, we started the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer.
And what year was this?
It was 2006.
2006.
And he passed away on October 19th. He was buried on the 21st. We filed the paperwork to form the Austin Hatcher Foundation December 16, 2006, and so we're coming up on our 20th year anniversary. We continue to race professionally, and we still work with the racing sanctioning bodies. We're the official charity of IMSA, which is a NASCAR brand, and SEMA, which is Specialty Equipment Manufacturer Association, and we're heavily involved in motorsports, but the foundation really is all set up on how to help families improve and be better after cancer than before. And so we've got all kinds of really fun therapies where kids build cars. We do driving simulator therapies where they get to spend time on sim crafts, and we've shown how that improves their brain function. But it's all about helping families recover and be better after than before.
I've always admired what your organization's about, because you guys have been doing a lot of great work now for a long time. And I've also always admired how you have tied and associated motorsports, because I don't know of another charity that even comes close to doing it as well as you and your wife, Amy Jo, has done.
Well, I mean, you look at this, and it's as I get older, I realize the hand that God's played in directing this pathway. And, you know, it seems like I've had this really crazy serpentorious life, a doctor, military, you know, professional race car driver, all this other stuff. And then, but it all comes out in the Austin Hatcher Foundation, because we are seeped in motorsports, and we use motorsports and automotive to help people recover, to work on desensitization therapies and to develop hand-eye coordination and things like that that help them recover. And we use a lot of automotive. The kids build cars. I mean, we use it heavily.
Yeah. What in all this time of your organization, is there one moment or one person or one part of motorsports you've worked with that you look back and go, I don't know how we pulled that off? That's one of the coolest things we've ever done. Anything stand out, or are they all just as good as one another?
Well, you know, we just feel fortunate with all the different associations. Every time something comes up, you're like, oh my goodness, that's just amazing.
Yeah,
and
wow.
This is going to help us get the information out to more people so we can provide more service. And so there's always something. And, you know, our goal is to have a center like this in every city across the nation. And so, you know, our aim is set high, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of expectations for ourselves.
Are you just located here in Chattanooga?
This is our Halo Center. So we have what we call the Education Advancement Center here. It's 33,000 square feet. We've got satellite programs across the country. But really, this is our big program where we do automotive build. We partner with Factory 5 Racing and build their cars every year, and just do different things there that we don't really have ability to do other places yet.
Yeah. Let's talk about NASCAR. I understand there's something pretty big in the works that's going on with you in NASCAR right now. Talk about that.
Well, I wish it was an announcement that I'll be racing this weekend. But
the team has been funded.
That's
it. Let's go.
Short of that,
yes.
I've had the great honor of being chosen one of the four finalists for the Betty Jane France Humanitarian Award from the NASCAR Foundation. And so right now, the winner is selected by voting. Of the four candidates, the one that gets the most votes, daily votes, between now and September 6 will become the winner of the Humanitarian of the Year. With that, it comes $100,000 to the foundation. And the other thing is it's a great opportunity for more people to learn about the organization, what we do, and help them find their way to get the service and recovery that they need.
How did this happen?
Well, Minions turned in a...
you waved the red flag and says, hey, look at us.
I had nothing to do with it. Somebody nominated me, and it went through the process and came down as one of the four finalists. And so they came to the Austin Hatcher Foundation and shot a day of video. And,
oh, wow.
And it was fantastic. So on the Betty Jane France Humanitarian Award website, they've got four videos, one for each of the four finalists, and you can go on there and look at it. But of course, the only person you can really vote for is me.
The only link that works. We're talking to Jim Osborne with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. And so, you know what? In honor of our buddy Boner, he used to always say, it's time to do some good in the neighborhood. So everybody out there, get ready to text VOTE to 423-243-3471, and we'll share that on our socials as well. And when you do that, you get a daily reminder to vote.
Correct.
A little link to vote.
Yes.
And every single vote will go to the Austin Hatcher Foundation to try to win this award. But the whole point really is, yes, hey, winning awards is fun, and you know, the money's good, but it's really get some exposure, get more people involved in what's going on here. But yeah, hey, I'm all for you know what? It's been a year that Chattanooga's winning right now, so let's just keep it going.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we are the volunteer state, so this is a volunteer award.
You know, we were just talking, so, you know, you had the Italy come here for the World Cup, and they went on to do pretty good.
Yeah, it's Spain.
Spain, well
Italy probably will. Italy wanted to come, but we'd rather have Spain.
I'm well-traveled, as you can tell. you know, you had ESPN at the Baylor game the other day, and that highlight's been on everything in the world, so... Well, let's make it number three.
We're probably going to see Jim on NASCAR on Fox or some clips on the USA Network this weekend where he's in the background at the race at Daytona.
Yeah, you're going to be at Daytona this weekend.
I am, and really looking forward to it. And then we'll be in Manhattan the second week in September for the award ceremony.
Oh, man, how
so
cool.
hopefully we'll get that. And yes, hopefully I'll be in the background of the TV this weekend rather than in the front.
Jim, I know you've worked, as we were talking at the beginning of our conversation, with all kinds of sanctioning bodies in motorsports. Have you had much experience working with NASCAR on any specific fundraiser or anything? Or is this really your first association with NASCAR?
Well, we've been part of NASCAR organization.
You've been working around the family, I guess.
Well, yeah. So, you know, Jim France bought IMSA back from Don Panos. Mm-hmm. And so it came back into the family. And we've been working with the IMSA for when it was American Le Mans Series for probably 15 or 20 years. And what's funny is Justin Marks, you were just talking about Trackhouse. We used to race against Justin in the Speed World Challenge Series. He was running a BMW, and so I knew him back then. But we've been part of doing different things with NASCAR, like Connor Zilich.
Yeah,
we had he ran the Spire truck number 7 at COTA a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and had the Austin Hatcher Foundation logo on that.
I've seen the logo on various cars throughout the years in NASCAR.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's been cool. And actually, we talk about a special race. That was a really special race. The one at Connor went from the back of the pack to the front of the pack 6 times before the end of the race. And it was like watching Days of Thunder, because being a race car driver, I know how tough that is. But to watch him just drive completely through the field 6 times was just amazing.
You know, another race, and hearing the name sparks in my memory. Years ago, you guys did something with AC/DC, Brian Johnson, right?
Yep.
So, and that was the
Highway to Help.
Yes, Highway to Help. And Sean, you'll remember this. We got to interview him because of you guys on Rock 105. Yeah, and Billy and Boner were so angered, or not angry, you know, in a funny way, that the two NASCAR guys got to interview the rock legend, not one of them, you know. So
yeah,
I remember that was way cool.
I think Byron DeFore also assisted in making that happen.
Yeah, he was, it was his car, and he's big buddies with AC/DC, and so that's sort of how that came together. And yeah, we helped design the logo on the car and all that.
But you're right, all these tentacles just always touching and reaching out and growing. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's been great. We've provided service to 93,000 individuals. Wow. Across I think 46 states, and we still do stuff nationwide. It's just Chattanooga has our premier center, and we do about $5 million worth of free care here in Chattanooga every year.
Wow, that's great. Before we have to go to a break, Jim, give us the information again of how people can vote, and they go to the NASCAR.
Actually, the way to vote is to text VOTE, okay, V-O-T-E, to the number 423-243-3471, and you will get a link to vote every day. Please do vote every day, because those votes matter, and it really is a grassroots. It's the person who gets the most votes that's going to win the award.
Well, after you get the award, be sure and text me, and we'll have you back to talk about what it was like to experience Daytona and what it was like to receive the award and all that. We're going to be cheering for you and pulling for you.
Well, great.
Very cool.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And also, too, before we go, where can people go online to get more information about the Austin Hatcher Foundation?
So hatcherfoundation.org is a website. Okay. And that's the best place. There's also Facebook, Instagram, but it's hatcherfoundation.org.
Okay. Jim Osborne, he is the co-founder of the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer. Be sure and text the number he shared and place your vote. You can do it daily all the way up through September the 6th.
Correct.
All right. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead, and we come back after the break. We are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Tell me, should I let you go?
Every moment I'm awake, it's a fight that you can...
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Once again, thank you to our special guest, Jim Osborne from the Austin Hatcher Foundation, for swinging by and reminding you, either go to NASCARFoundation.org or you can text VOTE to 423-243-3471 and they'll send a link to your phone and it'll send it there every day and you can continue to vote. And you know what? Do some good in the neighborhood, help raise some money for the Austin Hatcher Foundation, voting so that NASCAR gives them a little more money.
They do a lot of great work. I had the
I had the
opportunity, Kim and I did, to go to their big annual gala event a few years ago, and they're located down on Holtzclaw Avenue near downtown. Beautiful facility, and all the things that they do there is just remarkable. And just good people. And we're really pulling for Jim and Amy Jo to win that award. And also, too, I'm a little jealous that they're going to have a good time in Daytona this weekend.
You know, other than, and I can only, and this is terrible, but you know what the first thing I thought? Boy, I bet it's going to be hot. It's like it's been so stifling here lately. I can only imagine Daytona's worse, but it'll be close to a beach.
Well, so. From my days with Union 76, our suite was on the start-finish line at Daytona. The suite right next to ours back in the day, and I'm sure it hasn't changed, was the France family. So I would assume that they'll be guests up in one of the suites.
Probably pretty decent seats.
Yeah, so I don't think they'll be complaining about the heat too much.
And you don't think he's going to be standing in line for hot dogs and Coke or anything?
No, not at all.
So, so thank you for everybody. Go to NASCARorganization.org or text VOTE to 423-243-3471 and do something good today.
For sure.
Sean. The playoffs.
We got to talk about who's clinched their spot as we just finished 25 races.
The top 13 are in. They're in. Easy money. Doesn't matter what they do. They can, as long as they show up and start the car, they're in the playoffs. The people we've got to talk about are position 14, 15, or 15, 16, 17, 18. 13, 14, 15, 16.
Well, tell us who the 13 are.
Well, I already did during the standings.
Yeah, but
man.
Somebody might have just tuned
just
in.
All right. So Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, Carson Hocevar, William Byron, and Daniel Suarez. That's your top 13 that are in. Pretty much a who's who so far this year. No big surprises. Maybe Daniel Suarez, but he does have a win, so that's not a big surprise. William Byron, a Hendrick driver with zero wins and only four top fives, but he's got a few stage wins, so that's got him in there.
Now I got to say this.
Chris Buescher, a quiet season, but he's in.
Don't you think Daniel Suarez, he's one of two Spires drivers, Carson Hocevar is the other. Daniel was the guy that was sort of feeling a little bit, besmirched or whatever, because Trackhouse Racing got rid of him last year?
Yeah, you think he's...
It walks around puffing his chest out a little bit. It was kind of looked at, okay, well, Trackhouse got rid of him. The next best thing, if we've got to do it, we're going to go on over here to Spires. Well, Daniel's kind of getting the last laugh because Daniel made the chase. Not a single driver with Trackhouse made the chase.
You think he goes over to Chastain and go, hey, how'd you finish today? Oh, really? Okay, I didn't see you. Well, I mean, I didn't see you up where I was. I just assumed. All right.
So who's in good shape?
So, well, hold on. I'm looking at the promos that you had me read. Here we go.
Or would you like for me to share who's in good shape? If you got them.
Got so caught up all right, here we go, Sean. I told you those 13 drivers have clinched. Everybody knows that. They're in. Let's talk about the driver in good shape. That's number 13th, Bubba Wallace. Basically, he needs just 2 points. A 35th place finish if he doesn't win any stages, or a 36 but with a stage. Basically, he's in. He would need to...
It's a long shot for him not to make it.
He would need to finish 36th, like car wreck immediately, and then Ryan Preece have the night of his life. So
yeah, Ryan would need to win both stages
too. For all intents and purposes, Bubba Wallace is in. Once he gets 2 points, that's going to be pretty easy. Now it gets a little more dicey once we get to Austin Cindric. However, he would still need a lot to go wrong. Only Ryan Preece can catch him, and Ryan Preece would need to earn 44 points more than Cindric. So as Preece has earned 40 in just one race this year. So Cindric, if he finishes fourth or better at Daytona, no matter what, or if he gets a few stage points, he can finish a little less. But that would be if Ryan Preece just goes off and wins everything.
He's on the bubble.
He's on the bubble, but Cindric could still do it no matter what if he finishes fourth or better. SVG, he'll just need to avoid getting in a crash. Here's the deal.
He could be the only Trackhouse driver to make it.
SVG clinches a spot if he can earn 45 points in the race. That is not a given, but that's earning 45 points or less than 45, and the people behind you earning even more. The whole thing's fluid. Really, all eyes are going to be on Ryan Preece. The RFK driver will need a heck of a day, but statistically, he can do it. Right now, he is 31 points behind SVG, but he's 6 in the owner standings. He will need to win out. He'll need to win stage races. He'll need to win the race and hope Austin Cindric finishes worse than 4th. And then the only other driver mathematically that can do it is Brad Keselowski. He'll need to win the race and earn at least 12 stage points or 11 stage points and the bonus point for the fastest lap. So Keselowski, which is essentially unheard of. You can't really dominate Daytona like you can a lot of other races because it's restrictor plate. There's going to be a lot of flux going on all day. So really, Sean, for all that to be said, only one driver has a chance to race his way in, and everything's got to go his way, and that's Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski has to have a perfect night all the while SVG and Austin Cindric having a bad night. That's cool and all, but you know what bums me out is every other driver out there. We're going to the one track that anybody can win, and a lot of these guys can win it and it not mean anything. Furthermore, there's a real chance that we could have a two-time winner this year not make the playoffs, which I think would be doubly bad. Yeah. So I really want NASCAR to reconsider the win and you're in because it needs to come back.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you, man. I'm just not a fan. I'm pleased with what we've got, but I know that that's the way you feel.
It's restricted plate racing Saturday night before the lights, Saturday night under the lights, right before the playoffs. I mean, it's Katie bar the door. You would be looking at 30 guys with a chance to make the playoffs. You don't think we're gonna see some racing?
Yeah,
it would be fantastic. Otherwise, what we're tuning in. Does not matter what Ross Chastain does. It doesn't matter what Michael McDowell does. It doesn't matter what, you know, Stenhouse Jr., Josh Berry, Connor Zillich, you name it, Alex Bowman. I mean, there's a lot of really good stories that could be had. But instead, it's tune in, and let's see if Ryan Preece or Brad Keselowski can have a perfect night. And let's face it, those aren't going to happen.
When I look at the list of the drivers that have been eliminated, the one driver on the list that disappoints me, he didn't make it in. I was really pulling for him, and I thought he would make it in earlier in the season. That's Michael McDowell, driver for Spire Motorsports. Spire Motorsports, as we talked about a moment ago, has two drivers that have clinched their position into the chase. That organization has impressed me the most. They're the old storyline, the little engine that couldn't make it.
Their track house of a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, to have two drivers to make it in, and then Michael McDowell wasn't too far down the list. Michael McDowell right now is in 21st place, but there was times during the year that he was setting in a much better place than that. But Spire Motorsports, I'm going to, you know, give them the award of
the team that has really hung in there well and really impressed with being able to go up against all the giants of NASCAR. So Michael McDowell's my surprise of drivers that didn't make it. When you look at that list of eliminated drivers, it would surprise you. Pick one that is your surprise.
Well, it's
or is there one?
No, we've already talked about it. It's Ross Chastain. Coming into the year, I would have put him top five, top 10 in a bad year, and Shawnee's barely top 20. I mean, other than William Alex Bowman, but that was a health issue. That's surprising to see the 48 not in the playoffs. But Ross Chastain, the watermelon man, didn't come correct this year.
We are headed to Daytona this weekend. It is race number 26 of the 2026 season, the Coke Zero Sugar 400. You can catch that Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m. on NBC. And Casey, give us that number one more time to text. Do you have that handy?
I do. Well, yes. So text VOTE to 423-243-3471 and cast your vote for Jim Osborne, the NASCAR Foundation.
Yeah, the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Please vote for them and keep them in mind. Vote for them each and every day all the way up till September the 6th. All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday as we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. We're here each and every Monday at 6, keeping you up to date with all the NASCAR news on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week. She said, I'm ready for you.
Why? I can't remember anything to this very day. This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.